Okay, it's January 27th, 2012, Detective Joe Evans. And what is your name, ma'am? I told the fireman that your son is a firefighter.
Right.
Oh, very good. Okay, were you home today when this incident occurred?
Yes, I was.
All right, do you live here?
Yes, I do at the moment. I was trying to help Ed out here in the
sure.
house. He has been ill and
certainly.
And in they give me room and board. I've had some bad breaks lately.
Okay.
And
hello, Jacobs.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard for us to talk here. Can we step up?
Do you remember me?
Sure.
Jacobs? Do you remember me?
My problem at all. My whole thing is I just didn't want to dissolve
smoke. No, come on over here.
Out and they already got it.
Yeah, come on over here.
Okay.
Okay, Larry, you live here. What's the address here?
Oh, do you know I don't know that?
Okay.
I can't tell you.
Do you have a phone? How can you get a hold
yes,
of you?
Yes.
Jerry, that's okay. You can stand up if you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
Okay. You're a white female. How tall are you? About 5 foot?
5'3".
How much do you weigh? About 100 pounds?
Actually, 154.
We'll
I
make
was
it.
Weighed today.
We'll make it. Yeah, brown hair. Oh, nice. Okay, so you were at home today when this incident occurred. Can you tell me what happened that led up to this incident?
Well, last night had a real blow up with his father.
And
right.
Okay.
And a lot of problems. He came in the house and he was saying that the new antidepressant that he just took like 2 hours before that made him feel awful.
And this was last night?
This was last night.
Oh, what time?
It was after dark, I know that much. Probably around 7 o'clock?
Okay.
Somewhere around there. I can't pinpoint
that's okay.
it. And the things he was saying, and he told his dad, he goes, stop pitying yourself. Get up and do something, Ed. And, I mean, it was horrible.
Does he normally talk to his dad like that?
When he drinks, he'll talk to anybody.
Was he drinking last night?
Yes, Eric was drinking. But
okay.
Nobody knows how he got booze. Nobody knows how he got money.
Right.
Because none of us are missing any money. So.
Right. And we don't keep alcohol in the house here?
Not...
Not enough to get someone drunk like that?
No.
Had he been drinking quite a bit, do you think?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. And he had money, too. He handed me a $20 bill when Marie and I went to the store to get him cigarettes, so...
So he has this argument with Ed, telling him not to quit pitying himself, and that's in the evening. What else happened last night?
Well, after that, Eric went out, started playing some music out in the trailer, and then he came back in the house, and...
Is that where Eric stays, in the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he apologized to his dad, and he went to walk out, and I said, Ed said, Eric, dinner's here. And he goes, well, I don't know. And I said, come on, Eric, why don't you join us? And Marie was in the room. She was aggravated with her brother. And
sure.
Anyways, he goes, well, I didn't know I was welcome. And I said, of course you're welcome. So he sat down, and everything seemed to be okay. And then this morning, he turned the jacuzzi on, and he took one of the dogs out with him, and a guy came up from somewhere along here.
Mm-hmm.
I heard it. I didn't see him. And something about his kids were afraid of the dog and to get his dogs in, and this wasn't the first time.
So this was a local neighbor, somebody confronting Eric
right.
about his dogs being loose.
Right. And
and that's happened before?
Only when Eric drinks. It's like he provokes things to happen.
Okay.
And, he told the guy, tell your kids to grow some balls. And then, stormed into the trailer and started blasting the music again.
And that was last, that was
that
this
was
morning.
The morning.
Okay.
And then he came in and he started, when that happens, I just retreat in the room.
Stay out of it.
I stay completely out of it.
Okay.
And, God, he wouldn't stop with Ed, just telling him, and then he goes, and Ed goes, look, Eric, enough, after he pled with him, tried to down, to,
mm-hmm.
just to calm him down, nothing was working, he goes, that's it, "You're upsetting everybody. I need to call the police." And he goes, "Yeah, you call the police, Dad. That's..." And after a while, "Call the police. Sure, I'm going to get a gun. You tell them I've got a gun." And this was going on, and then the next thing...
And is this right before Ed calls the police?
No, they were already on the phone with 911.
Oh, okay.
And he was screaming, "I've got a gun. Tell them I've got a gun." But he didn't have a gun.
Right.
But... saw him with a knife.
And you're hearing this?
I'm hearing it. I didn't see anything going on. And next thing I knew, Ed said, "Marie, tell him he's got a knife. Warn them, the officer's coming up, he has a knife," and he's threatening with it. And when I heard that car pull up and Marie came out to be with her dad, she told Eric to leave him alone. Then that car came up, and the next thing I know, I looked out the window, and there were two officers, one at the front side of the car, you know, each at the front end of the car, mm-hmm. both with guns drawn. I thought, they warned him 3 times.
Did you see Eric pick the knife up?
Oh, I saw Eric with the knife in his hand, raised high.
Where was Eric standing when he had the knife?
He was standing facing them, and they were on each side of the front.
So they were, the police officers were on the driver's side of the car?
No, one was like in the front, more to the front of it, and one was more to the side.
Okay, and Eric was where that gentleman is in the white?
Just about.
Just about?
You know, but I only saw Eric, but I saw his hand up in the air, and I heard them warn him.
Did you see a knife in his hands?
Yes.
How big is the knife?
Oh, it's a huge knife. It was a huge knife.
So someone described it to me earlier as being a machete.
It could be. I don't know anything about knives.
Can you show me with your hands about how long you think it is?
Yeah. And I got a broken arm here.
That's okay.
But probably about that big.
So it's probably about 24 inches.
Yeah.
And was he holding it at his side?
No. He had it raised.
And was it raised above his shoulders?
Yes, and moving towards the officer.
He was moving right at him. And what were the officers saying?
They first asked him nicely to put it down, and then they demanded he put it down, and I heard him the third time call it out, and then there were 3 shots. And I was, at that point in time, I saw everything, and I saw, you know, the jerking on Eric and him go down.
You saw when he got impacted with the bullets?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you see right after that?
Oh, I screamed. I screamed and shut the fuck up. I mean, I was like,
okay.
I've never seen anybody shot in my life.
Right. I'm sorry that you had to see that, dear.
I feel sorry for the officers, because they did everything they could.
Right.
They have to live with it, too.
How close do you think Eric got to them before they shot? The width of that car?
I'm trying to look at the front of the hood.
Go ahead. You can look at it.
I would say they were right covered around it. I don't know, maybe between 4 and 6 foot. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, they did what they could.
So if he reached out, he could have got him with that knife?
Well, if he threw that knife, he could have done damage, yeah.
Certainly.
And it was raised.
Yeah, and above his shoulders.
Yes.
All right. Was he yelling at the officers?
I don't know, because I kept hearing Marie scream and put it down, Eric, stop.
So Marie's telling him to put it down too?
Not put it down. I think she yelled, Eric, don't, you know.
Did you hear anybody talking about committing suicide at all today?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Eric said, "Watch this, Ed." This is one of the comments he made, and there were many made, but one of the comments that was made was, "Watch this, Ed. Suicide by cop."
Is this when he was in the house?
No, he was already out in the front yard.
And the police haven't arrived yet?
No.
And has he got the knife in his hands?
I don't think he had a knife yet.
Okay, so you're hearing this. You're
right.
Not seeing
this
part.
I did not see any of that.
Okay.
I heard it.
But is this in close proximity to when the police do show up?
Within, I'd say, 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, so the police have been called.
Uh-huh.
Eric is outside. And now Ed is outside.
Right.
And is Marie outside too yet?
Only when Eric was screaming a bunch of things, "Watch this, Ed, see what I got. What do you think they're going to do to me when they get here?" And Eric had said to me a couple times that, you know, he wanted to hang himself in the garage so Ed could find him, so he could pay his dad back.
So this was all about him doing this in front of his father?
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing to do to your dad.
I know. Horrible things he said to him last night.
Do you think that Ed has had to live in fear of this guy?
Yeah, somewhat.
Is it kind of a house controlled by this guy, by Eric?
Well, I think Ed really has the last word, but I think, you know, he has let a lot go because he's not well.
Right.
You know.
I understand.
But I'm not going to say that Eric ran the household because he really didn't.
Well, that's okay. Sir, do you need something?
No, I just have to get out for a little while.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I saw you with your hand like that. I'll make sure you're okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
So, after the shooting, after you see this body move like he's being impacted by the bullets, do you see him fall down?
I saw him go back, but that was it. I couldn't see him once he was down.
Okay.
Not
and then where did you go after that?
I covered my hand. I went out of the room, and Marie came in, and she said, get the dogs, you know, so I put the dogs out, and I stayed inside.
Can you tell me where you were standing when you were watching this?
I can show you.
Why don't you show me? Come on, we'll go back in the house.
Because I wasn't standing, I was sitting on the bed, and because I have one dog locked up in there. Okay, you guys back, Kathy. These are two very nice, friendly dogs.
Okay, we don't need to go in there. If you can just tell me where you were.
Oh, I was in the next bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting on the bed.
Next
and
to the window?
Looking out the curtain. Yeah, I could probably show you better from the outside.
Okay, let's do that. Stay, dog.
Nope. Stay happy. She's a happy girl.
Yeah. So you're sitting in this window right here?
Yeah.
And the drapes were open at the time?
No, I had this corner because when I heard all the shouting.
So you pulled it open?
I was looking at
okay.
it.
Okay, and that's almost in direct line of where
right.
that guy was standing.
Right.
Okay. And you heard three shots?
Yeah.
And then
I heard a big force something, but I don't know if it was a shot or something, but it was delayed. It wasn't, you know, it was like pop, pop, and then pop. And then,
okay.
I don't know if it was 5 seconds, 30 seconds, but
that's okay.
I heard something
but there was
else.
A difference in the noise.
Coming from a distance, something maybe louder.
Okay.
You know, or just different.
Okay, so when you hear the shots, though, you hear pop, pop, pop,
uh-huh.
and then another bang.
Bang,
another
but
noise.
There was a separation between
separation
them.
In time.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, very good.
You know, and I didn't know if he you know, I just heard it. I wasn't even looking out the window when I heard
you had closed the window right away as soon as the shooting
drapes.
Started?
Well,
the drapes.
Right. Right. As soon as I saw, I screamed. I mean, I couldn't believe he was just shot. But
right.
They had every right to shoot him.
Well, even though we have the right to, we don't want to.
I know.
That's not what we come here to do.
I know.
We come here to help people get through their problems.
But they tried.
I know they did. I appreciate you being so honest and forthright about it. And can I get a chaplain or somebody for you? Would you like to talk to somebody?
Oh, look at him. You know, I have a very dear friend who's a priest, who's a chaplain, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to go call him now.
Okay, do me a favor. When he gets here, you tell him to ask for Sergeant Evans when
okay.
he gets up here,
mm-hmm.
and I will make sure he gets in to see you.
Okay.
Okay?
Sergeant Evans.
Right, Joe
okay,
Evans.
Do you have
yeah, I don't have my card
okay.
with me.
Sergeant Evans, I'm going to go write that down.
I'll write on a piece of paper
oh,
for you.
Oh, thank you.
I really would if I had my pen.
Oh, look at him.
Oh. Hold on to that tape.
Okay. I just hope his heart's okay.
All right, young lady. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
And if there's anything any of us can do for you, we would like to help you. We really would.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You know, I just know they're trying so hard. Just not have to do it. But
right.
You wouldn't back off. I don't
no.
blame them.
I need to go in and get my phone. It's sitting
oh,
on the table.
Come on, happy dog. Happy dog. Come on.
That's all right. Hi, puppies. But the dogs didn't eat it.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, Sergeant Evans, thank you.
That's
and
all right.
I'm going to go call the chaplain.
Okay, you give him a call right now. And he can let him know I need to see him.
Okay.
1734 hours from the beginning.